From JMI Wealth, look who we found this morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning from the capital, Mike.
Melb's good?
Melb's was good. You could have been forgiven, though, for thinking that there was no rugby on. Nothing. You couldn't, not a single ad. I mean, if you'd have landed from Mars, you would have said that the rugby was non-existent. It was pretty weird.
It's unfortunate. The global dairy this morning, we're back a bit. Are we worried?
I don't think so. You know, there was we've seen a hiatus in that sort of inexorable march upward for the global dairy trade price index. I mean, the headline level this morning, it's fallen 2.3%. But, you know, that does follow a run of sort of six strong global dairy trade auction outcomes. And it was really, really negative outcomes for whole milk powder and skim milk powder that drove the fall. Skim milk powder fell. Pretty chunky fall, though, Mike, 5.2%. Whole milk powder, 2.8% fall. The minor commodities, buttermilk powder and cheddar, they both had good gains, so good for them. Just looking at that, skim milk powder, if we look at the average price, just over $2,600 per metric ton. Now, that $2,600, if I look back over the last few auctions, it's been a bit of a sort of a floor. So we'll keep an eye on whether or not it breaks down through that. Whole milk powder, it has fallen for a couple of auctions now. The average price, $3,286 last night. Now, the high there, just over $3,400. So 2 week auctions does not make a trend, I believe, Mike. But look, we did have negative sort of reads coming into this. The Global Dairy Trade Pulse auction, that was weak. Futures pricing were suggesting a bit of a dip down. So it was an unexpected outcome. We've seen those good upward moves in the forecast farm gate milk price. I don't think that's under threat yet, I would have thought. The ANZ released their New Zealand Commodity Price Index yesterday, and that sort of gave us confirmation of the good news that we've seen recently. And but the interesting thing in that, Mike, was that meat prices are up. So we talk a lot about dairy. Meat prices were a little bit higher. Good improvement for wool, beef and lamb prices, Mike.
Yeah, the Americans loving our beef, eating a lot of our beef, which is good. Now, the government's finances, they got a world of pain here, haven't they?
Well, there are definitely signals in these numbers that I think they're going to be keeping a very wary eye on. So this was released, I thought, without much fanfare yesterday. These were the government accounts for the 7 months to the end of January. Now, obviously, they're prepping for the budget at the moment. That's very much front of mind. And unfortunately, while they're prepping for that budget, the government accounts do keep trundling along in the background, regardless of the budget process. There wasn't anything unexpected in there, but here are the facts. Government revenue is below expenses. So just say that again, government revenue is below expense, so spending more than they're getting. $76.8 billion was the revenue versus expenses of $78.6 billion. So revenue is running slightly behind expectations, but not much, about 76.8 versus 77.4. Expenses, though, to be fair, are also lower than expected. A couple of points to note there, Mike, when I'm looking through the numbers. Corporate tax revenue and individual tax revenue below forecast. Now, that's due to lower terminal tax revenue for corporate tax and also the assessed and estimated taxable profits. Now, anecdotally, Mike, we're out there, we're talking to businesses, also reflecting on those recent earnings reports. There is margin and profitability pressure out there. Now, you're right, though, project that forward. It's problematic when you're setting the budget, isn't it? Because you're not going to get the revenue that you want. GST revenue is also behind forecast as well. So this is sort of hinting at potential weakness for the March quarter. I expect we're going to have much more focus on these numbers, Mike, over the next few months as the government sort of says, well, where do we project this revenue is going to land? Because I think this profitability and margin pressure is going to carry on right through 2024.
I need some numbers.
I can give you that. You come to the right man. Dow Jones, 38,722. It's down 266 points, 0.68%. The S&P 500, it is down 6 points, 5,084. And the Nasdaq's taken a bit of a turn. It's down 1.6%. Apple, struggling with some very weak sales of the iPhones in China. So the Nasdaq down 259 points as we speak, 15,949. The FTSE 100 gained 7,646. The Nikkei still above 40,000, 40,097, down small. Shanghai Composite up 8, 3,047. The A6 200 lost 11 points yesterday, 7724. We gained 29 points, the NZX 50, 11,753. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6088 against the US, 0.9359 Aussie, 0.5604 euro, 0.4790 pounds, 91.42 Japanese yen. Gold is on a tear. We might have to talk about this next couple. Absolute tear, Mike. $2,128 and Brent crude, $82.58.
Enjoy the capital. See you tomorrow. Andrew Callaher, jmiwealth.co.nz.